Bethany a lot.
Go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order at 1800 for November 25th, 2025, but all rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. We'll now entertain any public comments as we get going this evening. Hopefully, we'll be done before the snow falls. Okay, we'll move on then to agenda review and adoption. I don't know if there's any additions or deletions that need to be made. Otherwise, I'd look for a motion to approve as written.
The only one thing I have is I see, Jenny, did you update claims list? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't print it out. I apologize. So, let me print that out, provide that right here on the screen. So the additional claims is $8,127.58.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the agenda as written.
As amended.
As amended.
Councilor Popper, second it.
Move and second to approve the agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Posey, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Look for motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Move and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Posey, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Suppose we can just skip the memo.
So there that I didn't know if Stephen, you wanted to touch base on anything tonight or?
No, I basically just came here in case you guys had any questions there or any questions about anything. I feel like you're pretty set last meeting, but I was here to show up and see what you guys had to, if there was anything, I just watch you guys go through the process. That's nothing.
Well,
hey, that with that,
too.
We'll move on to the old new city business, starting with the 2026 final budget and property tax levy. And do we want to start with insurance? Or do you want to go over the budget part first?
Let's do the budget first. Well, insurance, I can tell you, I sent you out the sheet. I would put it up there, but there's some public data on there, private data, I should say. That's not public. But about a 13.8% increase. I think the average has been closer to 19 to 20 from what I've heard. But yeah, 13.8. I mean, there were other options. If you looked at the spreadsheet at about 8%, that deductible and that program is, what was it? Deductible is 400 more, and an additional another 1400, 700 and 1400 for drugs. So like it doesn't cover either not generic, but name brand. Sorry, that's where name brand drugs. So also doesn't have, I don't know, anybody even has it. Oh, I have one yet. It didn't include dental for dependents under 19. And both of them, like almost all these plans now don't include the Mayo Clinic. So hope you never have to go to the Mayo. But remember, we were supposed to keep our doctors, but that's a whole nother story too. But yeah, so about a 13.8% increase. So, and then along with it, I think what I'll do is I'll jump into the Minnesota paid leave. So these notices have to go out by 12-1. So I did check I believe there's only one city in the whole county that's doing more than the 50-50. I think one city is paying 100%. Every other city is 50-50, as I have outlined in this memo. So basically what it is, out of your wages, 0.44% will be paid by you. The other 0.44% will be paid by the city. What really stinks is, what's kind of confusing is, it won't be till mid-December, I think, when the state will come out and determine whether you're a small or large employer. If you're a small employer, under 30, I believe it's 30, right? 30, 30 yeah. Employees, then it would only be 0.44%. It'd be half that. But I think we're going to be large employee, because when you figure, because you have to count everybody. Anybody gets a W-2. And right now I have 32 of them. So that was frustrating. So yeah, basically, you know, unless the city's feeling generous, they want to do 100. But like I said, most cities are doing the 50-50.
Just do the 50-50.
Real. So yeah, so you have it in front of you. If you could sign it and leave it for me tonight, I can file it. And like I said, what it all is for medical leave and family leave. And then also, too, some of the breakdowns. I think if you make $711 a week or less, you can get 90% of your pay. If you make $711 to $1,423, you can get 66% of your pay on this. And if you make over $1,423 a week, you can get 55% of your pay.
Basically, at the end of the day, nobody here is going to get anything outside of staff.
Yeah. Because you have to make at least $3,900. So, I mean, your regular work,
yeah,
you can pay from, but you're kind of contributing to the pot as you with your council pay. Probably the same thing for firefighters and.
Yep.
So, yeah, any questions on that? Like I told the fire department last night, if it disagrees, please call your representative and senators.
Yeah. Which, fortunately for us, or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, our representatives did not vote for this.
Exactly.
So. Council, any questions on that paid family? Just again, like as Jeremy said, just sign, date it, and leave it for him to collect so he can turn it in and make it all official. Okay. No questions being seen. Move on then to budget items for 2026.
All right. So me and Jason kind of sat down, went through the budget again. We had proposed about 8.2%. I now, after we fine-tuned it, and then I'll just kind of go over the things we kind of took out from the prelim, but I got it down to about 3.02% right now. And it was, as you can see, these two numbers here, so from a city tax point rate, it's about 1%. That's not saying your city may only go 1%, because there's other factors that go into that based on your house valuation too. So if your house valuation went up, you know, quite a bit, that can vary versus your neighbor. So, but right now, you know, we got it at about 3.02%. Kind of the biggest thing that we did do is, I believe down here, like in equipment, we had another $5,000 in there built out for the grapples, but we had purchased that already from it, so I took that out. That was $5,000. So in that fund, we have $5,000 for the mower, $10,000, which we've been doing each year for park replacement area, and that's basically the asphalt there. 150th anniversary, we got $5,000 in for that. But the biggest one was here. We cut this in half. We thought probably the simplest way is one, we're getting some donations, but we thought we would half it and do one of the bathrooms this year and one of them next year. That way we can keep taxes down, but yet have it in the budget. So next year, you know, it's a line item and shouldn't have too much of an impact. So that was the biggest thing that we did. Some of the other things we talked about, even if we wanted to, you know, if we want to get it down to two or whatever council's wishes are, another way we can tap into is in the park. We have 3,500 earmarked for trees. And what was that about? Almost 10 trees, right? Wasn't it 250 a tree?
Yeah, 250 trillions.
$100 delivery, something, right? But yeah, so that would allow us 10 trees. As you know, we lost probably, I don't know, three or four this year or in the past couple of years in the park. But and then also you got the ash trees, emerald ash borer.
And
That is pretty much.
rounding the lift or whatever about some of the ash trees that
Yeah.
are shiny.
You know, and then also we have in there $5,500. I know it's kind of a, I guess that would be a little bit more of a want than a need. I mean, we do have the cameras down there, but the system is, and it's like operating MS-DOS. It's like, it was horrible. I mean, it's easier for the $70 cameras we bought. I can go on my phone and the app and see the activity, you know. I mean, but there you don't have 24-hour scrolling. But that's about $5,500. So right there would almost be another 1% of the big out if we don't want to make those improvements. Other thing, like I said, I factored in health insurance, got about 4% for employees. Nice thing was is work comp's down, gone down 25%, and property and casualty is going to go down about 2%. So that helped quite a bit too, to offset some costs. So I made those adjustments. Other things, we have 20 grand in there for basically to seal coat and do the replay on Brad Street. That should cover that. Fire department, I've gone over. Like things we have in there, probably the biggest improvement is 22 grand for replacing the fire department side of the building here for the roof. We got an estimate at about 20, so I always like to add that 10% contingency for, because nothing goes down in price. Other things, Jason, I don't know how you're feeling, you know, like tools, we got 2 grand in there, 3 grand for lumber allowance. One other thing here too, always the big question, let's hope this year we're on pace for to be on budget for once for legal fees. Knock on wood. But next year, that's like, you know, do we want it at 10 or build it a little bit? I mean, and I would say this year, really a big chunk of that cost is this putting together this paid leave and that summing up a little bit of the ESST that took a, you know, not big chunk, but that was probably, you know, $1,500 too. So that's another area. Of course, we got elections next year. And I apologize I'm going through this because I know I'd like the back of my hand if you need me to slow down or stop or anything you want to look at. But I think always too, the easiest thing is this list helps the most. Kind of to show what we have on our wish list and what's in the budget.
Good money for that land if.
Yes, we have 50 grand in there. And I have made some talks to try to get things moving, but it sounds like it doesn't want to be put on the table till next spring to have the real sit-down discussions and iron it out. But yeah, if you go into general fund down here, It's right there. I mean, we kind of what we've earmarked it is it would be for riprap project three if for some reason the land purchase didn't go through. But if the land purchase goes through, we're going to use it for the land purchase, definitely.
Comments, any thoughts?
What was the total budget for trees in the park? So we had
3,500.
Oh, that was the total budget. Yeah, that's not.
You know, we have 9 grand in there, but 5,500 was the upgrading park video camera system.
Cameras and trees, go ahead.
And the camera, you can, it's usable, just not
Yeah, they're
great.
usable, but it's you remember dial-up? That's how I feel when we got to access it. You know, like, because and it is good because we do once in a while get the police come up too looking for stuff in town, you know.
And that camera too for the place in the
Yeah, we got 500 bucks for a new the night vision, the upgraded cameras,
because that
part of that 5,500. Yeah, but that is in there. As you'll see, I think it's down here, right here. So we got 5 grand for video recording and then 500 for that camera facing duck pond.
I think we just keep the camera, or we keep that in the budget and get better cameras down there because it's
I think
only
the
going to cost.
cameras are good.
You can't walk, maybe like facing the bathrooms and then on the like old, them are good ones actually.
It's just the recording
Okay,
software and
yeah.
Just that one camera we want here is
yeah.
mainly this. So.
Because I mean, like it like loads like dial up sometimes, and you're just I could show you if you want to waste another 20 minutes, but I'll
No.
spare you.
No. I think just keep that in the budget. Because this day and age with everybody that runs around and does
Especially
things.
park, I think.
Yeah.
Got to catch that toothpick
Well, you know
guy.
where my head's at on
So,
in regards to the trees, do you
Well,
have an idea
your
what
money
kind of
back.
trees we're going to want to get next year?
Well, we're talking now by the East Field where the or two of them built. Well, there's three, but I was going to put them down there, but I don't know if it was maple down there again or what.
Well, I think I was talking to someone, you know, about trees, and they said the thing you don't want to do is put soft maples in the open. He said that's why we've lost a lot of trees in the park. Because all them trees along that one line, they're maples and they were soft maples.
And they had just planted all maples too. I mean, not maples,
Yeah.
but a while ago. So maybe we
Yeah.
should
Yeah.
Or if we
do
would
something
like
else.
right there here, the maple, elm, two
Yeah.
elms that are in
Right.
there.
That way, if there's like a disease, that's what I heard. Then you don't
That
have to keep
too.
cutting
Exactly.
everything out.
Yep.
And
Yeah.
what were you talking on the boulevard? What kind were you talking on? Boulevard trees?
Oh gosh. Not ash, but what's the other one that there's a nice they're bold nice boulevard trees.
Linden?
Yep.
Lindens, thank you.
I don't know if they're soft or hard though.
Yeah. But I mean, if you got
But
some trees that are
you
shielded,
don't mean but
right.
and we would go to a tree farm so we can tap them for their knowledge too.
Okay. I wanted, it was just curious if we had a plan or what we were thinking about because you said, Jessica, we don't want to get all the same trees in there and then.
I know you don't want to do it. Greg always told me not to do that. And that's why here he did the other, because he says you ever get something that comes in with some certain
Yeah.
infestation, certain tree, they're all gone.
And then by the bathrooms, I cut down two dead pine trees. I don't know if you guys
Cut them down. They're
no,
ugly.
they're gone, right?
Okay.
What do you guys
Don't
think we should put in around?
pay attention.
it.
Yeah.
He doesn't get to the east side very
No.
often. Well, that's good. It sounds like a good plan. As long as we don't get those watermelon trees.
Oh, goodness. Oh, I'll fill the rest of you in on that story after the meeting. Oh.
Well, Council, any other thoughts on the budget? Looks like it's been
And
works
we're
pretty good.
chipping the brush about the pond this year.
Yes, that is in there. I did put in, I That's what kind of stinks with some of these things, is I won't find out probably till mid-February. So I did put in our compost gran. I did add up to our request for chipping the ponds. But whether we get it or not, because a lot of times what that is they have a certain amount allocated to each city. And then if at the end of the year, they'll look at if there's any carryover. You know, like if we were allocated $5,000 but only needed $3,000, they put that $2,000 back into the pot, and then they'll distribute it amongst the cities for that grant program. So I just did it as we're footing the bill. So that could be a thing where we could get extra. I don't see us getting the full $10,000, but you know, if we can get $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000 extra, I did put in for I think $8,000 to $10,000. Extra to cover it, but what we get, that's hard to say right now. That's kind of an unknown. So from a budget standpoint, I didn't budget anything coming from the compost grant.
It's better to do it that way than...
Yeah, rather have a surplus than a deficit to deal with.
Similar to how we address LGA money, where our LGA money isn't in there, but we've always historically, since we've been doing this process, money will go towards whatever street project we have going on. And that way we don't have to raise taxes for the street project or assess the homes that are being impacted by the improvements. Well, so any other thoughts, questions, direction?
And there's the brush pile right there. Normally it's 3,500, so now we have 13,500 in there, and as you can see, 10K of it is to chip the brush pile.
Do we have any money coming off of any long-term debt this year?
No. So if you run into the debt, there's nothing now coming off till, and all our debt is in basically water and sewer and storm. Nothing in the general fund anymore. So no real help there for the general fund.
Right.
But it'll be beneficial for, you know, the enterprise funds. But as you can see, 2028, 2032, and 2044 for the water tower.
'44?
Yeah. Been for a long. I'd
be like a super mayor by then.
To name a street after you then.
Oh boy. I have goals.
I don't see anything.
No, I mean,
take it down a percentage to make it worth taking off.
It's already whittled quite a bit at it.
One other thing I want to show, so you're aware too, is I worked, which our auditors always talk about, if you catch it or caught it. So usually what our policy is to have a cash flow of 35 and 50%. So as you can see, we have a surplus based on that cash flow status. The 50% is about 130,000. Right now, you can see we're about 67% of cash flow. So there are those extra monies. But the one thing with that is, I think we should take those monies and move them for the next street project. Because we basically depleted that when we did Brad Street. And also, if we do purchase that land and have that extra area to pave, grade, and curb and gutter and all that, that's going to be, that'll get eaten up just with that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. So that it's, I mean, there. I want people to know that there's a rhyme or reason why we carry that, but what I would like to do is maybe move it into the maybe next meeting, talk about moving it to the city savings account. But before we do that, I want to see where we get more interest in checking versus savings. Yeah. So
yeah,
you know, in a 1% increase is about $6,000.
Down to two, we're going to think about it for this year. We might be able to purchase
yeah
stuff that's on the budget from leftover from this year from our budget. So it might get down to two.
So we want to do a projected forecast and see where we're going to be at the end of the year.
Okay.
You know, and if we got 5, 10 grand extra where we can make a purchase and get that down to 2%, we think that'd be beautiful.
I like that a lot. Amazing.
Yeah. Nice work. We thought that in the water fund until we realized we had two water main breaks. We're like, okay, and never mind.
I'll figure out this stuff.
I know.
Bigger, but
yeah.
Right now, as of now, it should be some money in there. So
yeah.
We'll get some first. Just...
Yeah. Good.
Council, anything else? Any other direction? Yeah, otherwise we'll set the budget at our December meeting and we'll go from there.
Good.
Next, on the item, apparently the newspaper has got either blocked us or whatever, but our email for our public hearing went into the spam folder. And so we didn't get it in there, so we can't hold public hearing for the 2026 city fee schedule until our next meeting after that.
So as you can see, I had sent it Wednesday the 19th, which is well ahead of the deadline. And then on Monday, it was Monday I got that notice. So many of them. There. Your email was found in our spam folder. Sadly, we missed the first date you wanted to publish due to this. So, basically, you'd probably look for a motion to move it to January 13th. Then.
Make a motion to move the public hearing to January 13th, 2026.
Second it.
So move and second it to move the public hearing for the 2026 city fee schedule to January 13th, 2026. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Posey, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Hopefully they will not lose our email this time.
I'll follow up this time.
Then we'll move into council reports before we get into the employee evaluations. Councilman Posey.
Nothing here.
Councilman Poplar.
Nothing here.
Councilwoman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
I got nothing either. So with that, unless there are any employees that are going to want to have the review done in the open meeting,
I think everybody's going to do closed.
And I will look for a motion to recess the city council meeting.
I make a motion to recess the city council meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recess the city council meeting. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzini, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. The city council meeting is recessed at 18:31.